Hi, my name is Jeremiah Cunningham, and this is my podcast entitled Crossing Boundaries. Now, the boundaries I will talk about is pregnancy. About 3 years ago, my sister came home and notified me and my mother that she was pregnant.
When who told me that they were pregnant?
Now, this news startled me, but I was highly excited because it was a new face in our family, in our household. I remember like it was yesterday, preferably 3 years ago in 2009. My niece is three now, and a lot has changed. I remember like it was yesterday. My sister came in, and she said, "You guys have to tell you something." My mom, to this day, has kept with her thoughts that she knew that this was going to happen. I didn't know because I was 12 at the time. Now, when she said, "I'm pregnant," my jaw dropped, and I was like, "Oh, yay." But then again, in the same token, she was 19 at the time, living with my mother. And my mother had rules. She had to pay rent. She couldn't have any boys in the house. And the same rule was applied. So when me and her was growing up together, no babies will be born or being raised in the house. And she broke that rule. My mom really was, you know, she wasn't disappointed, but, you know, she knew, she already had a feeling it was coming. So, in this interview, you will actually hear my mom's side of the story and hear her answer some brief questions about how she felt about the situation and how it changed her view from then to now. Thank you and enjoy.
What was your reaction when she told you first that she was pregnant?
When who told me that they were pregnant?
Nikita.
I knew. My reaction, I wasn't upset because I knew before she knew. So I was just happy that she was happy.
How did you handle the situation?
I made sure she went to the doctor to get tested, to make sure she was pregnant. And when she found out she was pregnant, she did all the right things that she was supposed to do. She made doctor's appointments. She started to get plenty of rest. And she changed her eating habits where she took care of herself and the baby growing inside of her.
God, I love you so much, Mom.
Knowing she lives with you, what precautions did you take?
As far as what?
What a baby coming and like, crossing boundaries and stuff.
What do you mean? I don't understand the question.
All right, so knowing that she was like under your house, under your rules, like how did that feel?
Well, I felt as though even though she was grown, I felt as though that she disregarded the rules of the house. But we have to realize that once children turn 18 and are working and trying to get out on their own, sometimes they're detoured in their way of life. And this was just a very happy detour.
Okay, knowing that it was a new baby coming in the house, like what kind of mindset were you in?
I was in a safety mindset. I wanted to make sure that the house was presentable, that it was baby-proof, that certain things were no longer done in the house, such as smoking was done outside of the house. There wasn't a lot of loud noises and things going on. We made the home very comfortable and ready for the baby.
Did you see this coming?
What, her pregnancy?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did.
Can you elaborate on it more?
Well, I saw that she was in love and that she wanted to make the next step. She wanted to get married and have a baby. Fortunately, she put the cart before the horse, and the baby came before the marriage. So I'm very happy about my grandbaby.
Okay, what are some pros and some cons about the whole situation?
What situation?
Well, the pros and the cons about her pregnancy from here,
Well, the pros were that she was always a very good babysitter. And she was always very good with children, so I knew she would be a good mother. Another pro was I was glad and happy that she was home when she was pregnant and had Cheyenne, because I knew for a fact that she got the best prenatal care that was possible. And I was just happy because I was glad to see my grandbaby. And I'm glad to be there when she was born. The only pro that I had was my daughter didn't finish her degree in college, which she is finishing now. Even though she stopped, she didn't stop completely. It was just delayed. So that was a temporary setback.
She's pregnant again.
And the other one was, I know she really wanted to be married when she had her first child, but that was just a delay too. She's back on track according to the way she wanted to be. I'm just happy that I have a beautiful and healthy grandchild.
Okay, last question. Then and now, what's the differences from 2009 to now? Now that she's three, to 2013, what have you seen a big change in?
With the baby or
overall,
her mother.
Both.
I seen her mother be more loving toward others. She's also very protective and cautious, not only over her child but of myself and her brother. Sometimes she's a bit overbearing and a bit bossy, but you have to realize that
it's her child.
It's her child, and she's doing the best job she can. And I can honestly say I'm very proud of her because she's basically doing it on her own, and she's doing a very good job.
Great. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for the interview. Have a nice day.